Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Doug Obie joins us from time to time and tries to restore some order with limited success. Financial advisor he is. CFP Emeritus also. Money and the Human Condition, the author. Doug, thanks again for being here. Doug Obie, O-B-E-Y, DougObie.com is the website. Hey, Doug, are you concerned about inflation as we roll out of this, as we roll into the post-pandemic economy, the new regular expectations, and everything settles down, the government's no longer putting money in the economy. Do you worry about inflation?
Well, you know, it's funny, Jim. A lot of people felt when the government prints money like they did, you know, printing $5 trillion to hold up this economy right now, that would be inflationary, all right? But what most people don't realize, it's not. The government can print as much money as they want, all right, and it would not be inflationary. It's the velocity of money that causes inflation.
Mm-hmm. Explain that. Explain velocity of money.
Velocity of money is I buy something, all right, and that person that sold it to me then buys something, and then they buy something, and so on. And the money passes from one hand to the next quicker, all right? And
right.
The faster that money exchanges, the more propensity there is for inflation.
Mm-hmm.
Because if people are rushing, it's really not the right word.
The greater fool syndrome?
No, not the greater fool syndrome at all. It's just a comfort. When people are comfortable, all right, and they have enough money and they're buying readily,
mm-hmm.
all right, that tends to drive prices up. When people are getting higher paychecks, that tends to drive prices up. All of that is inflationary. All right, we're coming into a time right now, especially where the PPE is ending and the stimulus is probably going to end. I'm sure we'll get one more whack.
Right.
But then after that, it's probably going to be gone for good. And you're going to have a very cautious consumer. And that is going to make people hold back on
the opposite. Something more dangerous than inflation, deflation. You're not worried about deflation, are you?
Exactly. Exactly. And this is why.
Are you worried about deflation?
Jerome Powell.
More than inflation?
Much more. Oh, absolutely.
Interesting. Before we go, I want to make sure we talk about real estate a little bit. I'm seeing signs that real estate prices are becoming a little inflationary. Is it because of mortgage rates going down?
Absolutely.
You can get an under 3% 30-year mortgage right now, piece of cake.
Right.
Unprecedented.
I did a quick analysis just to give you a rough idea. The average mortgage, I would say, is about $300,000 nationwide,
right.
Median,
right.
Whatever. All right. And the difference between a $300,000 mortgage at 3.5% and 3% is $82. $82 buys about $20,000 more in price.
Mm-hmm.
So right there, you have about a 5% bump.
People can afford more home because the interest rates are down.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And people are rushing out to buy those homes and take advantage of these low rates.
Mm-hmm.
And that, again, is...
It's driving prices up. It's inflationary.
It's driving the prices up, and it's also adding to the image that everything is okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right? And that's what I believe it is. It's right now imaginary.
One thing I think is a little bit of a counterbalance, and I'll leave you with this, to the economy having a tough time going forward. I think there's going to be more reshoring. I call it hemispherization and less globalization going forward. Last thoughts, what do you think about that?
No, I agree. We probably will do that. But that's where you're going to start seeing inflation.
Yeah.
All right? And that's, you're going to have, I imagine that what the recourse will be from the government's point of view is they'll have a $15 minimum wage.
God help us. Right? God help us. That'd be a big mistake. I'd be against that 100%. Wow. Hey, Doug, I got to wrap it up. Come back soon. We always get smarter when you join us.
Well, thanks, Jim. Doug, I'd love to.
Doug Obey, ladies and gentlemen. Put a .com on the end of his name and you'll find a great place to hang out. And you'll thank me later. We'll get Doug Obey back on the show again later on. By the way, don't forget his book's called Money and the Human Condition. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.